Now, other than the Lone Star State, which has seen its share of flooding in recent weeks, and in many parts can expect more the next few days, for the nation as a whole.
Since the pattern change in mid-April, when we've seen a wetter regime across the country, we've seen just enough day-to-day change that the rain has been delivered to a variety of locations. And with the exception of Texas, most of that rain has been distributed both spatially and temporally to the point that we haven't seen extensive flooding.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that weather trend is perhaps best reflected in the latest drought monitor, which revealed for the period ending May 31st.
U.S. drought coverage down to 12.73%. That's down almost 2 more percentage points from a month ago.
So other than continuing drought in Southern California and the desert Southwest, and a small area of emerging drought in the Southern Appalachians.
That is it. We do not have much, if any, drought across the remainder of the lower 48 states.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.